Hey, gang, Fraser Smith here, along with my buddy Joe Bartnick. It is time for Puck Off.
What is going on, Frage?
Man, all I know is my Red Wings look good.
Your Red Wings look amazing.
That's all I want, Frazier. To say at the beginning of the show. It's just already the season's exciting to me. My mistress team not doing as well.
No, you know what? You know what was nice, though?
It's early.
Many things on the Detroit front. First of all, I mean, Abdulkader playing like a Shanahan.
Awesome. And how about this kid?
Dylan Larkin. Lighting it up.
Larson, he is, this kid's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're letting him play. He's 18. I mean, that's unheard of in a hockey town.
Have you seen how poised he is?
Oh, he looks great.
This kid looked like he was just at home, man.
I think it helps because he's got his coach. You know, he was coach last year because he was only 18. Yeah.
That's what's going to be good about this new Red Wings coach. He coached a lot of these young guys. And, of course, my boy, who I always claim is the best player in the NHL, no one else agrees with me.
He got off the schneid last night.
Nyquist.
Not even a schneid. Three games. I wish half my guys would get off the schneid.
With a rocket shot.
It looked good. But, I mean, really, I mean, Abdulkader looking. Zetterberg's play.
Zetterberg.
You're doing it without the witch. Franzen's back.
Wait till we get the witch back.
Franzen's back. When Jimmy Howard looking
playing
like Jimmy
good.
Howard.
He played like the old Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, like the Jimmy Howard that I read about.
I feel great about the Wings right now.
I mean, if Jimmy Howard keeps this up, you have the best 1-2 punch in hockey.
Well,
you're doing this without the witch.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Very, very, very impressive. I mean, very impressive.
I just like the way they look. Hey, Tampa Bay, you know, we had a nice playoff series, and we could have beat them as good as they were last year.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that done, but beat them last night. And we can skate with them. That's the thing. I think we're one of the rare teams that can skate with them.
A few people think it's going to be a down year. When I've been on the bandwagon, you know, 1 week does not make a season.
No,
but it looks very good. And the other thing I really liked was the very classy, as always, Detroit fans gave Babs a nice ovation.
Detroit fans are the best.
Yeah, great. I mean, great people.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
they know hockey.
Because I mean, yeah, they know hockey, and as much as they've been spoiled. In hockey, they've been beaten down by every other sport in that town.
Yeah. Oh,
and they still show up. So
I was going to say, they voted the Leafs once again the worst franchise in all of sports.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that because I think they're on their way back. But now they got Babcock. But it's going to take a couple.
Yeah,
months.
I mean,
they still got that vote. And I was thinking, have you seen the Detroit Lions?
Like, yeah, or the or the Atlanta Hawks. Or the Clippers, even the Clippers. I mean, you know,
the Clippers are good now.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they're pretty terrible. I don't know. As I was enjoying the Red Wings game, they're going to say even the young kids are picking the music now. They're going to let Dylan Larkin pick the music, and the best is old Mickey Redman goes, as long as it's not rap.
Oh, come on, Mick.
I was like, oh, Mick, that's old school hockey.
Yeah.
So good times in Detroit. Absolutely not good times in Los Angeles, in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I mean, just.
You want to talk Kings first or your guys?
We'll talk Kings first. Your thoughts. Picked them last week to win the cup, so.
Our buddy, I know. Don't remind me.
Johnny Bench has that on rewind.
Johnny, can you erase that? you know what? It's early. I still think they're going to do great. I think they're going to have a good year. A lot of times people stumble early.
I think they're going to be okay. Everyone who told me I was hard on Erhoff, well, now you got Erhoff. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Quickie could play a little better. I don't think Quickie's played that good.
Well, he had a couple off games. He had an off game against Arizona.
You know, and I think they'll be back. Problem is, Vancouver, of all people, looks good.
Yeah.
And the Sharks are absolutely housing people.
Well, Sharks came out of the gate strong.
Hey, they just took the Ducks to the woodshed. I mean, but that's kind of what happened, though, to the Kings last year. They messed around too long and let everyone get ahead of them.
And, you know, Kopitar mentioned it in the paper, basically saying that he thinks we're playing a little too soft. And he also was saying that he just thinks the lines haven't gelled.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys have looked okay. Dusty Brown has actually looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and Dowdy's looked okay. Muzzin's looked okay. I think, you know, quickly let a couple weird ones in. I don't think the lines have gelled completely yet. I don't think it's time to panic.
No.
In Los Angeles. I think if they get Voinoff back, I mean, that's what that's the thing, Ehrhoff, they didn't address their biggest need, a third defenseman.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, I don't understand. And I don't understand that with a lot of teams. If you have a need, why, some teams just don't do anything in the offseason.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, they're not. I said, I saw it happen to Pittsburgh. They gave all those third and fourth line guys big three-year contracts. It's like they should be living in hotels. Now you wonder why these guys, Clifford and Nolan and Lewis, these guys are, you know, well, they could chip in goals. Well, they could, but, you know, that's where you want the younger, rusty guys. But, you know, all that being said, Kopitar's looked okay. He hasn't stood out. Gabrick hasn't done diddly-poo squat. The 70s, Toffoli had a shorty. That's about it. Jeff Carter, where have you gone, Mr. Carter? You know, I'm not going to pick on the third, fourth line. Scoring. I'm not going to pick on the third, fourth lines. The big guy's got to score, and Quickie has to make a save. Now, on to my demise. That I think looks entirely horrible.
Now, does Sid have a goal yet?
Sid doesn't have a point.
Doesn't even have a point.
Sid's lucky to have a shot. Let me tell you something. They say, the best player in the world, I argued last week. Remember, he's not.
I agreed.
He's not the best guy. He's the third best guy on their line. Wow. I mean, Kunitz looks better. People dump on Kunitz. Kunitz doesn't look that bad. Kessel should be playing with Malkin because Sid and Kessel don't play the same way. You know, Gino has an assist, but his line looks lost.
I say move Kessel, too.
Yeah, I mean, third and fourth, the two best lines on our team are the third and fourth lines. And the Pasadena kid, Bo Bennett, the only guy that looks like he's earning a contract. And, you know, and Letang is getting dowdied. Because now Letang's out there for an hour. He's playing 45 minutes a game. Yeah. So, you know, he's looking good half the time. Half the time he's looking clueless. I can't blame him.
That's too many minutes.
Right? Yeah, you know, and they say, well, what's wrong? I broke it down on Twitter. I said the three things, basically. You know, Sid's not the best player in the world, and he's playing terrible. We have four number seven defensemen, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like to blame the goaltender, and I'm not completely, but Flower last year played amazing.
Yeah, he had a great year last year.
This year, he's playing good, not playing amazing. And he's given up a bad for not a horrible playing the puck wrong, but one you should have, Frage. The first goal was everyone that, like, hey, you should have had that one.
Yeah.
That's not good when you're struggling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where last year, he was on his head for 45 minutes.
He had a great year last year.
Yeah, right. So I'm not – but, you know, the coach will not make Thanksgiving. The coach will not make Halloween. Yeah. No, because they're not going to get out of this until they hire someone that's going to go and either they trade – you know, they're not going to trade Malkin or Crosby. They're not going to trade Crosby or Malkin because they're trying to sell the team for $750 million. So they're not going to do that. Mr. Safeway wants his money, and Mario wants to play golf a couple more times a year, which anyone who gets on Mario is an a-hole. Let me tell you something. Mario's done more for the city of Pittsburgh between the hockey and the cancer foundation.
No one's better than
anybody. He's a saint.
Yeah.
And if he wants to sell the team, it's his right to. He's done everything. And you know, and Mr. Safeway, he's done everything too. So they want to step away now. The team's knock on
what
wood,
do you think
never
deal
leaving
some guys.
Well, yeah, because they're not moving Crosby or Malkin to really change anything. So what they got to do is get a coach in there to tell those guys what to do, and trade a couple guys and get a couple defensemen. Their defensemen are awful.
That's where they're hurting.
I mean, if they still had the prey. And I mean, Rutherford has made some great moves, a lot of great ones. But if they still had Dupre and Bertuzzo, they'd be so much better off.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have won a couple of these guys. I mean, you made the Arizona Diamondback. They made the Arizona Coyotes look like, you know, It was like the 86 Oilers.
Well, and so did the Kings.
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, standing around looking around. I love the Duke. I love the Duke, the kid, and Max Domi's kid. But these guys, you know, they're 18, 19 years old. I mean, it looked like Larmer and Noonan from the early 90s Blackhawks.
They should have been taking it to the top team. And they were. The Kings had a bad game against them.
Yeah.
What about Sid? What do you think Sid's issue is?
I think ever since the concussion, he has not been the same player. And going more and more. He's not skating in the tougher areas. If I see one more drop pass from him, I'm going to puke. And he's deferring way too much to Kessel. And Kessel's actually played pretty good. I don't have any problems with the way Kessel's played.
Now, did Sid recover from this?
I don't know. He is not looking. I think between the end of last year, the playoffs, and now this year, I think there's something like 4-23 or something. I mean, it's not getting any. You know, they brought in some guy. You know, I Fair's going to help. I think Duper's going to help, but Sid and Gino got. I mean, and Gino's trying, and Sid's trying. They're just doing the wrong things. The only good thing about them is the whole rest of the division is kind of late. Is kind of laid an egg. The Islanders are starting a little slow, and you know the Rangers look good, and Washington Backstrom's hurt. And I guess Ovi missed a morning.
Yeah, he overslept.
He did missed the AM PM, the old Seinfeld.
Yeah.
The AM PM. Yeah. You know, what do you think of that? Do you think he should have been benched for that? Or?
You know, I guess you got to.
Yeah.
You know, when you bench your star, it really sends a message to everybody else in the team. But at the same token.
Especially with Backstrom hurt. Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe you do like that.
I think you got to.
Okay. I was thinking more like, yeah, you know,
if you
he buys everybody dinner or something. He picks up the team check, or I mean the team, the dinner somewhere.
Yeah, but I think you got to send a message, and that is, look, when you bench your star like that, shows everybody else, hey, don't pull anything.
That's why you're the captain, the original six right there, yeah.
Yeah. Not that Ovi was pulling some, he just probably overslept. But
yeah.
Still,
yeah.
You have to. I think you got to send a message.
Yeah,
especially early in the season.
Speaking of oversleeping, Mike Richards settled.
Oh, okay.
Or staying up, I should say.
Yeah,
did you read that? I know you're the big LA Kings, our LA Kings insider. Did you see that Lombardi said he got played by Richards?
Oh, did he?
That he said, "Oh, I thought he was going to work out harder and try his best, and he just slipped into whatever drugs and alcohol, or whatever."
Oh, wow.
But the Kings made a settlement. And on much happier news, also in settling, our guy, Dupre, the Ducks. The Penguins didn't eat him. The Penguins didn't eat him. But the Ducks gave him a five-year, $18.5 million contract. But Simone Dupre, the Penguins didn't need his defense. He was struggling. We need him. The other cool thing was Stamkos, fifth youngest to 500.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, what a player.
Did you see who the top four were?
Nope.
Top four, the fastest to 500. The top four ahead of him were Sid, Ovi, Dino, and Yager. That's why I've always had fun in my life.
Gretzky wasn't in there?
Well, no, this was 1990.
Oh, I got you.
Gretzky did it in like 200 games.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's all ludicrous when you put Gretzky in these arguments.
Yeah, because he just eclipses
in the 500 in games. Sid did it 369, OV 373, Gino 413, Yager 419, Stamkos 495.
Pretty good company.
Pretty good company. And Stevie Y still not giving him a nickel. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Now they're saying it looks like that he's closer to probably not coming back. Well, I'd say Toronto. They're going to have the most money.
Yeah.
And that's pocket change for Babcock now.
Yeah.
Wow. If they give Babcock that much, they're going to break the bank for Stamkos.
Man, he'd be great for any team.
He'd be great for any team. One team up against who's up against the cap, but starting super well is Patrick Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicago's looking good again, look good. Man. They're looking good again. They're bouncing back. The paraffin kid, the Russian, they kind of stole from everybody.
They're amazing because even with all those big names, they're still able to fill those holes.
Yeah, I mean the first game, you know, people were all bent out of shape. People were on Twitter like, "Oh, what happened?" And I got to say, you know, Daly was like a minus two. Daly didn't exactly look like Oduya.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, but then they got everything got rolling again, you know. But you know, they look bad against the team. I think the only team, the two best teams in the East right now, to me, are the Rangers and the Canadiens. And the Rangers, Oscar Lindbergh, have you seen this cat?
No.
4 goals in 3 games.
Really?
As a rookie. And he pulled the Mario. First shift, first game goal.
Wow.
For the Rangers against the Stanley Cup champs. After that, like, 4-hour, you know, display and fireworks display, and the commissioner was there. And the Rangers just came out and put a whipping on them.
Well, the Rangers do look good.
But then they bounce back. But Oscar pulled, so I put it on Twitter. I go, hey, you know, first debuts are great, but let's remember the greatest of them all. And then Lemieux coming down. And then like 2 hours later, Oscar does that. And it's like, and then our buddy, once again, Jose Galvez said, I did not know this, that Kopitar did that.
Oh, did really?
Against the Ducks. Wow. How sweet is that for Kings fans?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that memory when Kopitar's traded after this?
Yeah, well.
For Malkin.
Interesting trade. Yeah. Hey, you know, Rangers are off to a great start, but they lost last night to Winnipeg. Winnipeg.
People, another friend of the show, Joe Gonzalez, was like, what? He texted me, what's going on? I'm like, Winnipeg is for real. So I think the other thing I called this year that made them and the Sharks, but Winnipeg just looks awesome,
don't they?
They're gonna appear a lot in our awards segment. But
Hutchinson, I mean, really playing?
They got two guys now that's another number two. I mean, Hutchinson just stonewalled the Rangers, and yeah. I mean, let me tell you, Scheifele's coming on now. He has like 4 goals in 4 games.
How about this guy Nikolaj Ehlers?
Oh yeah, he's a rookie.
Yeah,
he's 18. He scored.
This kid can play.
Yeah, he's gonna be. He's gonna be.
Got a cannon for a shot.
Yeah, they're gonna.
These rookies are playing.
You look at that.
Connor McDavid had his first goal.
First goal, a little tip in. How about you? You had to love your boy Jack.
Jack Eichel.
That was man hockey.
That guy's a badass.
Yeah.
That guy's good.
He picked Jenner. Jenner Boone is not chopped liver. He's a big boy. He picked his pocket, danced him, and then just top shelf where the cookies are kept. I mean, that was big time hockey. That was Shanahan. That was Stevie Y. That was Lindros.
He's the best I've seen come into the league in a while.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no offense to Connor McDavid, but that was big time.
Well, Connor McDavid, I think, is going to turn up.
Yeah.
Kids, right now.
Yeah, he's making Disco Dan. You know how hard it is to make Disco Dan look smart? I was thinking about that. I was watching them play. Who were they playing on Saturday? They were playing someone on Saturday. It was such a boring game. There was only game on in the morning. Who were they? Oh, they were playing Tampa Bay, right? And they were controlling the puck, but Buffalo was going around because I love Rick Jeanneret, their announcer. So I always listen to him. But they're moving the puck around against the wall, back and forth, back and forth. Nothing to come of it. Tampa Bay comes out and scores. Total Disco Dan coach hockey. Just, and it reminds me of that John Wooden quote, right? And what is it? Never think activity is achievement.
Yeah. Great quote. Yeah.
But yeah, the Penguins, how many times they play along the wall? And now the homer announces, oh, they're controlling the puck. Well, look at this. They're just not scoring. Yeah, they're not scoring. Anyone can walk along the wall for an hour with the puck.
Yeah. The point is to score.
Yes.
Well, speaking of which, what's up with the Ducks? They haven't been.
Yeah, I think that's coming. I think.
Oh, I do too. They're gonna have a great year, but off to a slow.
A little bit slow. I said, Barbecue hasn't played Batman and Superman together yet, so it hasn't come to that yet.
Right.
So they're a little slow. I don't think they've looked too bad. I mean, they ran into the Sharks. You know,
Sharks are looking great.
We said the Burr's a good coach, and it's amazing what, you know, Paul Martin can do. 25 solid minutes a game. You free yeah. Brett Burns. Brett Burns looking like the all-star that he is. Joe Thornton's not looking to pass first anymore. He's got two goals now. Marlowe's looking like Marlowe from 1998.
Yeah, they came out strong.
Pavelski's looking. Your buddy Hurdle scoring, playing center, still scoring goals. I mean, they're looking like they should have looked.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I mean, DeBoer's gonna be coach of the year, but it was all scary for our mistress because I'm telling you, you live in Vancouver, keep getting out of it. That's the thing about this. Deans are playing pretty good. Sutter's going to the net. What are they feeding Sutter? But you know what the key is up there? Ryan Miller is stopping the puck.
That's the key.
The much maligned.
Yeah. He has been much maligned ever since the Canada Cup.
Yeah, and then Luch eating his lunch.
Yeah. Well,
eating his lunch and kissing his girlfriend.
Wow.
I mean, really, he did. Yeah. I mean, Luch just turned down the whole friend and told they had to bring in disco. I mean, they literally they got rid of the great Lindy Ruff, and then boom, you know, and then boom, Luch comes in there, and then that's it. Does clean him up. Speaking of the great Lindy Ruff, how smart does Lindy look now? He has a goaltender.
Yeah, right. Well, we said that.
Oh, Niemi. That was the thing. But as the Penguins, always running into the best goaltender in the world for that night. Niemi looked like Terry Sawchuk against the Penguins. I mean, yeah. Stopping everything. Then they go to Arizona. Now Mike Smith is, you know, Bernie Parent. You know,
yeah.
They make everyone look. They hit everyone right in the crest. Hit everyone right in the middle of the chest. I mean, but Smith had an amazing save though. He might show up at awards time. But I mean, Spezza last night with a HT. They're just firing. For the great Lindy Ruff.
I told you they were going to have a good year.
Couldn't be any happier. I mean, that's just good stuff. That is just good stuff. They got a goaltender. They got Oduya. They're playing a little bit more deep. Klingsman's coming into his own down there. I mean, they're spreading out the wealth. Not all. I mean, Sagan hasn't even really done that much right now. But I mean, Big Ben with the double lens playing great too.
Oh, he's great. Great player.
Yeah.
Now, what's going on with Arizona? How come they're all of a sudden?
They're doing it right. You know, they're doing it right. They're going to come back. Smith. You know what Smith has had a couple bad seasons, and he's playing great right now.
He's playing good now.
He's playing. I mean, he made amazing saves against the Penguins. Again, the Kings never. I don't know what the Kings did. The Kings didn't do crap against those guys. Kings, that was an embarrassment.
Kings look bad.
That was bad. That's when they look bad.
Yeah.
But you know, they got some young legs. I mean, you know, we love the Duke, the kid from New York, the Duke down there. But Domi's played amazing. Max Domi's looking amazing.
Max Domi's going to be a player.
He really is. And when you have Oliver Ekman Larson on your power play, you have a good power play. They have a good power
Ekman
play.
Larson's great.
They have a good power play.
Yeah. I mean,
he's.
Now, do they continue like this, or do they start?
I mean, I think they're better than they were last year. Are they going to make the playoffs? I don't think so. But who would have thought Calgary would have made the playoffs last year? You know, you never know what's going to happen. But I some fans are tweeting me this week about them, and I said, you know, but the worst thing you want to do if you're them is to think you're going to be good, and then what Calgary didn't do was think they didn't throw anything away to make a run. That's what you don't want to do. You want to keep building. This, you know, it's a couple year plan.
Well, Arizona looks pretty good so far.
And the thing that Arizona has is very underrated. They have a great coach. Dave Tippett is a great coach.
Well,
I mean, Dave
helps.
Tippett's like Hurley's dad. You know, he barely has a team. They don't have a gym. You know, Bob Hurley's, you know, the high school coach, Bobby Hurley's, you know, they don't have a gym. They have any money. They get this. They know where they're going to practice. They don't have a gym. That's like them. They practice in like a. You know, like some, they don't even have like a, I don't know. They're, I mean, you talk about the worst franchise in sports. I mean, that has to be, that has to be, there has, they have to be worse than
could
Toronto.
Be Zona, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Tippett keeps them floating. So I, you know, I wish them the best because I want to see them succeed because they're not going anywhere. So why, they might as well be good and we can go watch them play for 3-hour, 4-hour drive.
Yeah. 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 You love going there.
I love going there for hockey. They're good people out there. So, you know, have you caught the new hot chick working the NHL tonight now?
No.
Jamie Hirsch.
Jamie Hirsch.
Yeah, just a hottie.
She wasn't there last year.
No. They got the whole news. They know now some of our friends go, oh, the production value. Which, who cares about production? Show me the highlights. But they have a whole new stage and sets and the graphics. It looks like SportsCenter now. It's all amazing.
All the bells and whistles.
Yeah, but they got Jamie Hirsch now.
I
got
to look for Jamie Hirsch.
Yeah, she does the overnight one. When I tape to do my scouting. But I thought she did great, but she got Dale Weiss's, and she called them Dale Weiss.
Well, she needs Dana.
Yeah.
If Dana was available, she'd
but I thought
fun.
I thought that's the producer's fault. You got to coach her up, but she's looking good. Cool chick. And my other thing that I did not like was they did not show my favorite, and obviously appear in the Goon of the Week section, but in this, you know, the Sharks, Dusty absolutely unloaded on Logan Couture at center ice. Nice Goon of the Week hit. Just crushed him.
Dusty's playing harder again. He's starting to hit again.
But did you see that? Then Couture went after Luch and went a little low. And you don't go after Luch.
No. Bad move.
So Luch went over and just decapitated him at the bench and then tried to take on the whole San Jose Sharks bench. And they gave him a match penalty and just a bunch of crap. The league didn't.
What the Kings need, though.
Yeah, well, it was the first game. It didn't help them.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It helps overall.
Oh, yeah.
The mindset is that don't mess with the Kings.
Yeah, but my knock is they didn't show any of that on the NHL tonight, the wrap-up show at 3 in the morning.
Well, that's a perfect thing to show.
Yeah. And it's going to make this job a hell of a lot harder. Because that's how I get a lot of my goons of the week.
Yeah, I know, right? Come on.
I watch the highlight shows, and I watch all for all the badass stuff. Like, so if they're not going to show, I mean, and that's like, you know, Luch, first game in L.A., rivalry. I mean, yeah, and it was absolutely, you know, like, you know, Bam Bam Bigelow. I mean, he absolutely took on the bench.
Well, that's what Luch is all about.
Yeah, and they gave him a match penalty. They had to talk to the committee. I mean, that's, you know.
That should be on the highlights.
That should be so.
But
so,
you know what? I think it helps the Kings, even though it didn't help him in that situation. Down the line, people are going to know. That's what Luch is all about. That's why he's here.
Oh, yeah. No, it's what they needed. I mean, it's absolutely what they needed. But, you know.
You see where your boy Jágr says he wants to play till he's 50?
Yeah, he could. He already has a couple goals. He's on the top line. They're not even trying to save him.
Yeah, right?
Well, Florida's looking good, too. Gerard Gallant, I think whatever they're like 3-1 or something like that. They're doing good.
Carrying on from last year where they started to really pick it up.
Yeah. Peary's playing good on the third line for them. Ekblad, I mean, he's a champ on the blue line. But they got Bustad's playing really well at center. They're deep. I picked them to make the playoffs. See, Gallant is an old school coach, doesn't take any crap. That's what I'm talking about, the Penguins. Until they get someone to tell Sid, you go to the net. Here's where you're going to play on the power play. No BS. It's going to be a country club, and they're never going to win.
Well, they got to do something because, they look shaky now. I still think, you know, again, it's so early to tell anything. But, they've got some adjustments.
Yeah. The teams that look the best to me right now are the Jets. The Jets just went.
Jets look good.
The Jets just went east and kicked ass and took names.
Yeah, Jets look good.
I mean, they just lost to the Islanders, who were playing playing okay. I mean, I'll tell you what, Tavares, if the best player in the league isn't your captain in Chicago, it's John Tavares.
Well, I would agree.
I mean, he's
great
just,
player.
Just clutch goals, team leader. To me, he's the best player in the world because he has a good team. He does not have as much help as Tate.
No,
he doesn't have Kane. Kane has looked amazing. But Tavares has, I think, maybe 3 goals already, a couple assists, a couple clutch goals. It's awesome. He scored the first goal in Brooklyn.
Ah, that's cool.
That's what I mean, how he has that Lemieux kind of of royalty where, well, who's going to score the first goal in the new building? It's going to be.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be like somebody you never heard of. You know, he knows how to step up when it matters.
Well, you've always been a big fan of his, and he is a great player.
But, you know, Halak is hurt. That hurts him because Tomas Greiss, who took a swipe at Penguin fans. Hey, it's easy to take a swipe at Penguin fans. They are the rich people. They priced the regular fan out of the league. But he goes, well, it's funner to, it's better to win here because it's louder than the Penguins building. First of all, it's a quiet building structurally. Second of all, they are a little rich kind of spoiled fans. They are. I admit that. But third of all, hey, Grice, you never made a save worthy of cheering when you played for the Penguins. Tomas Greiss. Are you kidding? Tomas Greiss. I know we're down, but we're not going to take any crap from Tomas Greiss.
Right. Well, you guys will be back up. I still think you're going to have a good year.
We're gonna be chasing it. You know what? If we don't win 5 in a row, if we don't get to 5-5, we're done.
Well, you know what you know
that we talk about this every year. If you're not in the playoffs by American Thanksgiving, there's a 95% chance you're not.
Well, what you don't want to do is what I've been saying all broadcast here is, it's early, but you don't want to take those early games too lightly because they're gonna count at the end. I mean, a lot of times I think teams kind of ease into the season,
right.
But then you're sorry you did that, you know, at the end of the season.
Well, look what happened last year.
A lot of times it comes down to one game.
Last year we won by a point.
Yeah.
At the end, and speaking of not taking it easy and trying, and you know, our famous Boston friend has been texting me and calling me constantly. He's in an uproar.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, have you been paying any attention to that debacle in Boston?
Well, I just see they're 0-3.
Yeah, and they haven't looked good. And the complaints have been they're small. They didn't get anything for Luch. And the funny thing
is,
the funny thing is, was they did get something for Luch. They got Martin Jones. But now Martin Jones is in San Jose.
Well, Martin Jones is playing great in San Jose.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird that they didn't. It's tough. It's a tough thing in Boston. And they're going to fire Julian because they wanted his head for 3 years. But Julian's not the problem. You know, the problem is they were cheap or they were lazy last year, the other regime.
They got rid
of Boychuk for nothing.
Well, they got rid of a lot of guys. They should have got.
Well, I mean, they got Martin Jones.
Yeah, but then they dealt him off.
Yeah, right? They're a team without an identity.
And Boston always had an identity.
Yeah, the big bad Bruins.
Yeah.
Now they're the medium-sized.
The medium-sized Bruins aren't as intimidating. No. You always used to be afraid to play Boston.
Yeah.
They were tough, and they came at you. And now that's not happening.
I mean, remember when Sid was all fired up and he was trying to get in Chara's face and Chara treated him like a kindergartner?
Yeah. The Bruins, man. You didn't want to mess around with the Bruins.
I just saw Chara's not looking good. He came back yesterday and just.
I just think he's beat up.
Yeah, he's done. I mean, I'd take him in a heartbeat. But you know, he should go somewhere. He should help unless he doesn't want to. He should go try to win one more somewhere else and help the team and move along because he's not helping them there. I think they should go full board regroup. But I think they are good enough to hang around and play mediocrity for a while.
Until they can add a couple guys.
Yes, if you really want to do that, though. I mean, Krejci, I remember we said Krejci's the key. He was hurt all last year. Krejci's playing good.
Well, Krejci's a great player.
Yeah, he's playing good. He hasn't been the problem. But, you know, Bergevin hasn't done too much. Marchand is hurt. Marchand tried to throw a hit. He got hurt.
Oh, man.
It was almost karma for how many bad cheap shots he's given out. You know what I mean? But he actually got hurt throwing a hit. You know, so It was and Bergeron actually is in the goon too, but he got elbowed by Burmistoff. But I mean, like Winnipeg just went in there and just was like, we're the big bad Winnipeg Jets.
And I'm impressed with Winnipeg.
And just outbossed in Boston. You know, I mean, they
kind of look like the old Boston.
And you know what? And when Boston won the cup, Tim Thomas was stood on his head, right? But then after that, Rask has been amazing. Rask has been a top five goaltender.
Oh, he's a great goalie.
Rask has not played like a top five goaltender anymore.
You think it's just early in the season, or you think he's fading?
I think he was amazing for a couple years, and now I don't know. You know,
that's why they shouldn't have gotten rid of Jones.
Yeah, well, you're right, but I don't think Rask has played bad enough where you want to play Martin Jones half the time. But I think Jones could have got you some help to where, Jones should have brought back Marlowe.
Right.
Yeah. Or I guess he's not going to get Thornton back to Boston, but maybe Hurdle, maybe, you know, someone's going to play on Krejci's wing.
Yeah. Hurdle would have been a good call.
Hurdle, Marlowe would have been an excellent, yeah. But that's Ottawa's off to a little bit of a slow start. Montreal's look fabulous.
They look great.
Montreal's look fabulous.
They look great.
I mean, PK Subban, he's got the good karma, that $10 million worth of karma.
Yeah.
Even their backup goalie, though, looks good. The Price's backup looked like Price. O'Connor was his name. Condon. Condon. Looked like a condom. Nothing getting past him.
Nothing got by him. Yeah.
Seriously, though, he looked. And you know what? It's scary. They won four in a row now. The Pens won four.
They look great.
In their 100 years of existence, or 100 plus, they've gone 4-0, I think, three times. Wow. Every time they've gone 4-0, they've won the cup.
Is that right? Wow. Well, they look real good.
Yeah, they look.
After that weird playoff.
Yeah, they just got it all together. You know, they got it all moving in the right direction.
Now they look good.
Gallagher's playing hockey. Plekanec looks great. They got Pacioretty's on fire.
Pacioretty's on fire, dude.
Yeah, just
had a couple nice goals.
Good time
that's
hockey,
you guys.
Yeah, that's our Boston buddy was like, oh, that power play. They just schooled us. It's like,
yeah.
One thing Le Habitant can do is run the power play.
Yep.
You see Subban, the Markov, it was like tick day. It was like PlayStation.
Oh, man. Yeah. Subban's looking good.
Yeah. You know, it's that's the thing. I mean, it's like, are they going to – Tampa, Montreal, and Detroit are right there. So, Boston, you're going to compete with Florida, right? I mean – you know, that's who's coming in, that I think in four. You like Ottawa's off to a little bit of a shaky start.
Which surprises me.
The Hamburglar, you know, is not playing right now. So I think that's where Boston has to look. Or do you want to say, hey, especially your deadline, someone will give you a number one pick for Chara, somebody on the brink.
Yeah.
Who wants Florida.
A lot of teams could still use him.
Yeah. Almost everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's.
You think that can
there's
happen?
No, there's no room for mediocrity, and mediocrity gets you nowhere. Look at the Flyers. What's mediocrity been getting them lately?
Yeah, not a lot.
It doesn't get you the high end draft picks. You know, that's what you want. It's a cap league. Things don't move. The old days, Philly was real big on making big free agents. The last big free agent they tried to get was Shea Weber. Thank God they didn't get him. But that's that's. You can't change your team that huge with free agents.
Yeah,
unless Toronto can get Stamkos, but
no one's
tanking. I mean, that means you have to be awful and tank and keep all that money.
I think
you got to
go the route that Sabres are going with Jack Eichel.
Yeah,
you get a kid like that, you can turn everything around.
How fun was that? That was literally like watching Lindros.
I just love that kid.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was that good. Until I saw a couple clips in the preseason.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that clip, his goal this week was just, I put it on the Facebook page, the Puck Off Facebook page. Like that was just sick. I mean, that literally was that was old school Lindros. Just
look at these rookies in general.
No, it's my puck. And then
he's a badass. He just comes in and it looks like he's been playing in the league for years.
Yeah,
and all these a lot of rookies are playing well right now.
Your guy,
yeah, man, I'm real impressed with that kid.
Yeah, Dylan Larkin.
I mean, he's 12. What's he doing?
I can't believe he's only 7. Well, all of them. I mean, Larkin, easy for me to say. McDavid.
Eller.
Yeah, they're all only 7 years older than my kid.
Wow.
Can you imagine my kid in 7 years going into living in Buffalo and stealing the puck off of Boone Jenner?
She could probably do it.
Yeah. Speaking of Boone Jenner, they are under the gun in Columbus.
Yeah,
are upset in C-Bus.
All the moves. They're in last place, and you know.
Yeah. Well, Saad scored. All my man crushes scored. Saad scored. Hartnell has scored. You know,
I think people have expected with those moves that they'd be coming out strong. It's so early; it's hard to say. You know?
I don't like their defense. I haven't liked their defense. That's why I didn't pick them to make the playoffs. Bobrovsky. Giving up 6 goals here and there, that's not very good, you know.
No,
but you got to Johansson got to score. That Saad up better.
I think so.
I have not really watched their games, so I can't say. I just know that they're in a tiz.
Do you think Saad's really mad at his agent right about now?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's got to be a tough shift for a guy like that.
Columbus were like, they're worried about Ohio State tickets.
Yeah.
As opposed to Chicago.
Yeah, that's down the line of priority.
Yeah. This is going to be a running theme, but yeah.
Well, you know what? It's an interesting start. I like seeing some of these young rookies doing so well off the bat.
No, it's great for the league.
Yeah.
It's great for the other. It's great for the – I mean, like, now Arizona's got their Domies and the Duke. You know, you got a – you know, you have, you know, McDay, Hope in Edmonton. You got a hope in Buffalo, Jesus. Good stuff for everybody.
Yeah, these rookies are getting it.
No hope in Carolina. Eddie Lackett and Shellack. Captain Ron, I love you. I wear your shirt with reverence, your sweater. But, I mean, how long are you going to hold on to the Stalls? Are they selling tickets? Like, who? I mean, the Stalls.
That's a big question. They had an article about it in the paper today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I forget where I'm trying to.
the missing person section.
Well, yeah.
The obituaries.
Just what you said.
The obituaries, Jordan Stahl's career.
Wow.
Is in the Bermuda Triangle over there. I mean, what happened to him?
I know, a super talent.
That was funny is Eddie Lack can't even be pissed. And Eddie Lack's got to be pissed because now look how good Miller's playing. So they're not even. He can't even say, see, if I was in Vancouver, my life would be different. He can't even say that. It's like, we wouldn't have been playing.
Yeah. Minnesota's doing good.
Yes.
Nice little start.
Yes. Your guy, Zach Parise, scored.
Man, I love Zach Parise.
Thomas Vanek is scoring.
Off to a good start. Nashville's off to a good start.
Yeah, Nashville's play. Yumin Yossi, if we get Dana in here, Yumin Yossi, if he's not the best second defenseman in the world, I don't know who is. I mean, on any other team, except when you play with Shea Weber. Or Duncan Keith, you're the best goaltender in the. Or, I mean, you're the best defenseman in the world. Yeah, I mean, he's the best on any.
Well, Weber makes anyone look.
Yeah, good. On any. Well, oh, so you're saying it's a product. You're saying he's a system defenseman.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You get a lot of confidence if you're playing with somebody good.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He played good though in the playoffs after Weber got hurt though. He played pretty good. Not too. But yeah, I just think he's. I mean, that's the best pairing in hockey. But Pekka Rinne.
Playing great, man.
Amazing. Amazing goaltender. He's in my top 5 goaltending. But, yeah, they're the Central. I mean, even the Avalanche are playing. Iggy's popping him in. They're all playing. The Avalanche is back.
And Iggy's back.
Iggy's back. Their young center's having a bounce back year. They're scoring. They got their defenseman back. The young kid that was hurt last year.
Yeah, that Central's a tough
division. I'm spacing on his name right now, but I don't have my sheets with me. But yep. Johnson. Johnson's playing well. Johnny Bench can. I didn't look at this sheet, right, Mr. Ben?
Nope.
Yep.
Did not.
their center who I but Landeskog, the captain's playing well, and the McKinnon. McKinnon's playing. They're playing that. The Central is loaded. Yeah. It's a dogfight.
Great division.
But did you see when they blew the lead the other night? When they blew the lead, on Saturday night the Avs blew the lead to Dallas.
Well, Dallas is going to have a good year.
Yeah. It was a Janmark pulled the from Dallas. He pulled the Lemieux too. First goal, fourth shift.
Awesome.
Against the Penguins.
Yeah.
He did but now he has two goals in two games. But yeah,
look at these rookies.
But Colorado was up in the game and then Dallas scored like five in a row. And I mean, Waugh just went ape nuts. Like you could see.
Like he likes to do.
Yeah, he's a competitor. I mean, fun stuff. Well, we should take we're gonna do a commercial break and we'll get into the awards. Fun awards, but here's a commercial break. A note on the commercial break is we had a great fan emailed me and said, hey, the puck code on SeatGeek isn't working.
What?
According to our super producer Johnny Bench, it does work. It worked for him, but I called SeatGeek, our rep at SeatGeek, and he goes, no problem. He tested it again. It works.
Oh, okay.
It works.
Good.
So it works. The only thing is you can only use it once.
Oh, okay.
So if you're trying to use it twice, it doesn't work.
That's when it does.
Or if you've just bought anything ever on SeatGeek, it doesn't work. It's a one and done.
All right.
It's a one and done. But we want to just show that up for our fans. So,
all right.
Now
I can't wait to find out who the dirt bag of the week is.
There we go. So here
my
we
favorite
so,
new award.
So enjoy your seat.
We'll be right back on Puck Off. All right, guys. You know the season's rolling and it's been exciting so far. A lot of rookies doing well. Joe Bartnick.
Oh, insane! I mean, go get it. I mean, you always want to see hockey live, but now is when you want to get a ticket to see these cats.
Oh, you gotta go.
I mean,
see
if you're
him.
In Buffalo, how can you not go see Jack Eichel?
You gotta go see Jack.
I mean, he is just, I mean, get your rookie card and go have him sign it.
Yeah, man, there's a lot.
Be a millionaire. You'll be making Johnny Bench money next year if you do.
Well, and Johnny was saying a minute ago, he's our great producer, he was saying that the season's off to an exciting start, and it is.
Yeah, and he used the much anticipated the great SeatGeek Geek $20 deal.
He got the $20 deal, which is fantastic.
And he got his 20 bucks in the mail, so that's just amazing.
Yeah.
He's buying lunch.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That $20. You know, it should get you a drink.
Yeah. A big soda.
Yeah. You know what? He used the promo code PUCK. That's how he got the $20.
And that's how you do it. Because what you want to download the SeatGeek app. So it's right on your phone. And SeatGeek actually has this thing. It's called the Deal Score, where it ranks all, it gives your deal a rank from 1 to 100. So you basically get to see how good your deal is before you buy it. No other site does that.
Yeah,
it's like when you buy airline tickets, you can see what the others cost. That's what SeatGeek does. And what's really cool about it too is it's just once you download the app, it's just two buttons. Boom, boom, boom. You got tickets. You can drive and do it.
That's
safer than
sweet.
Texting and driving.
It sure is. I mean, it takes no time.
You didn't have to read squiggly lines. You know, you don't have to like type in your credit card number. It's just boom, 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 and you got tickets.
Plus, SeatGeek has the best ticket options because they pull from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets.
And it's color-coded.
So I need that.
So if you're blind like us, I mean, it's what you want to do. So what you really want to do, and you're going to get your $20, so you can buy me and Fraser lunch when we come to town, is you want to download the free SeatGeek app. You type in the code P-U-C-K, PUCK, and then you get your tickets, and then SeatGeek sends you $20 in the mail.
How are you going to beat that?
It does not get better than that. So download the free SeatGeek app today and enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K.
SeatGeek, they rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we're not doing preseason awards. We are doing regular season awards. We're going to start off with two brand new awards. We didn't even have, and this is going to be super work for Johnny because I've been scrambling like Daryl Sutter. My computer's been.
At least you found a theme song for one of our new awards.
So are you going to? Well, you came up with it. Your dirt bag of the week and your music will be
a dirty deeds done during dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
There you go. You couldn't tell you have over 50, almost 50 years of broadcasting experience
on that. But it's a great song for that award.
It is, and now the award is going to.
Who do we give it to? I don't even know this week.
Oh, I thought it's your award.
Oh, it's my award?
It's your pick.
Let me think on that.
All right. We'll get back to you then. All right. So the other new award we were going to go with is, because fans love it, the captain loves it, is the Skirt of the Week.
Skirt of the Week, and would that be?
And for that, you officially picked the dirtbag. I officially picked the Skirt of the Week. And the winner of this award goes to Christopher Letang.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Played a lot of minutes,
and he's not scared in the corner. So it's not a Yandel-esque move, but with 3 minutes left, Penguins are trying to pull their goalie. I think the goalie was pulled. We're down. 2 minutes left. 3 minutes left. We're trying to pull the goalie. We're down. He so lollygags the puck to Malkin. He just like spins it to him. Just lays it there. Spins it to him. Like, here, I'm showing off. My girlfriend's in the crowd. Watch this. And Malkin had to take a penalty because it was such a bad leaving the puck form. It was inexcusable. It was BS. We're playing for keeps, Letang. Horrible. It was a girl move. It's a girl pass. That's why he gets that award.
He's the Skirt of the Week. Can I pick Rafi Torres for Dirtbag of the Week again?
Sure. It's your award.
Yes. All right. You can.
That's my pick.
That Johnny Bench.
2 weeks in a row, he's not even playing.
All right, now we have so many goons. We have so many goons that I'm going to get to that at the end. But now we're going to do. We actually had a no music for this though, Johnny. We actually did have a Claude Lemieux Award,
which I hate.
Yes,
not the award itself,
but Chiasson of Ottawa came out straight from the box to score a goal. So Chiasson gets the Claude Lemieux.
Right.
And now we will move on. We are going to give a Bobby Probert award this week because of Dustin Byfuglien on the island. He scored a goal and absolutely caused mayhem. I mean, I have like 15 different goon hits all from Byfuglien just in that game. And he threw my man Johnny T down behind the net just sit down. I mean, he was literally like he was a man. He looked like Probert. He literally just threw everyone on their ass on the island.
He is the new Probert.
Yeah, he threw everybody on their ass on the island. He scored a goal.
I love that guy. He's great.
So that's the Bobby Probert. Now the great Ronnie James Dio Award. Let the captain pick. We have two choices. I know you're going to pick. We'll let you pick two. One we have Oscar Lindbergh, rookie, 4 goals in 3 games.
Wow.
4 in the first 3. And opening night, shove it up your butt, Mike Babcock, for taking me out of Game 5 and 6 in the Stanley Cup, Game 6 and 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2009. Here's your hat trick. The great Justin Albicater.
You know who I'm going with. Although I got to tell you, that rookie's looking good. Oscar's doing good.
Yeah, Oscar's making Nash look expendable. Just kidding, Mr. Nash. Oh, the Nash friends of mine.
But I got to go with boy from Detroit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, a couple saves of the week. A little Cinderella for the kids. Love Cinderella. Saves of the week. Opening night. No, that when we got called back. Oh, here we go. On Thursday night last week, Cam Talbot on Tarasenko. And the Edmonton goalie, Cam Talbot, our old buddy, played an amazing stop. Tarasenko, one of the great, best goaltenders in the league. An amazing save. And then we have Mike Smith from Arizona, Plotnikov to Bonino. Smith stoned him. Smith absolutely stoned him. And then another great save, Mr. Lundqvist on Saturday night. An amazing save.
I saw that.
Yeah, did you see that one?
Yeah.
With the stick.
Yeah, great save.
Who did he stop? The one I'm going to get that one right. I'm sorry. I apologize, fans. My computer was the battery died, and it was my own fault. It was on Johansson. It was on Johansson because the bad bounce, he went behind the went.
All
behind,
right, okay.
And there's Ruby.
Ruby weighing in on that. She wants Mike Smith.
Yeah, that was an amazing save because it was a bad bounce. They went behind the net, and it didn't get misplayed. It just went right around. It wasn't Hank's fault, and he dove back with his stick and knocked it away. Amazing save.
Big save, yeah.
Big save. And then I know there's one other huge save I wanted to put.
I saw a couple.
Oh, the Smith save. And then, I'm sorry, just one more save that has to be noted from Monday night. And that was the it was definitely geez.
You know who had a great save last night was the backup for Carey Price.
Montreal, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
That guy, that was a great save, right?
Yeah, Condon.
What a save.
Well, which one do you want to pick there, Cap?
I'm going with Condon.
Okay, there you go.
Is his name really Condon? Condon.
Condon.
Oh, Condon. Okay.
Yeah.
But he was like a condom last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, saved him.
Keeping off, everything out. That guy was a great save. I got to go with
it. It was an absolutely great save. I'm missing one from Monday night, though.
You know how you can tell it's a great save is when you're watching highlights with the sound off and you're not really paying attention. You kind of look up and you go, wow.
Yeah. All right. Final one, then a little fantasy update. There's so many goons. So many goons. Well, we're going to go through them all. I don't want to miss any of these. TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. I'll win the fight. TNT. I'm a power. TNT. Watch me explode. Keep tracking home, kids. First goon was Andrew Shaw, absolutely destroyed the original skirt Yandel.
Oh, yeah.
In front of the net, on the, right after the ceremony. Right after the ceremonies, Yano's and Shaw just blew him up. So much fun. Then in the King-San Jose game, we talked about it. We had Dusty crushing Couture, and then all of Lucha's setting a tone for the season.
I already know.
If you will. Another goon move of that night, Vancouver, Calgary, fight 2 seconds in, Dorsett and Furlan. Remember that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a fun one. Another goon of the week, the Jets, Burmistoff, elbow Bergeron right in the head, kind of a Matt Cook move. I don't really like that one. Not a good move. Not a good move there. Then in New Jersey, an old school Dustin Byfuglien, the big buff, actually crushed Severst on the boards. Just the old school, like you're running the buff, you get hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Buff wasn't even trying to hurt him, but just like, son, come on now.
Come on.
And then we have Zdlicky of the Islanders just crushed our boy Garbutt. Hard to do, right into the net. He's a Blackhawk. Zdlicky's a Blackhawk now, and he crushed. Zdlicky is an Islander now, and he crushed Garbutt, who's a Blackhawk. Spooner of Boston with a cheap shot on Flynn, 5-minute penalty. That was no good. And then we have so many goons from the Islanders Jets game. That's why we're giving Buff the award. But probably here's my vote for goon of the week is Cowan of Ottawa. Smashes Gallagher. And Gallagher got up pissed, and Cowan just pointed to his chin. He goes, right here. You want it?
Yeah.
You want it? It's right there. Yeah. So
that was a pretty cool move. But I got to say, it's your call, but I would pick Luch.
Well, I think
the reason is he took on the whole team. I mean, he was ready to.
Yeah.
And that sends a message.
And because we've had such a tough three games and we love the Luch, we will go Luch. You have to give it to Luch.
You do. He's trying to send a message early in the season. You're not going to mess with us.
You got that right. Okay. Fantasy update. Steve Winwood.
Gotta love Steve Winwood.
That's the best. I think it's, well, I love it. Every song we have is great.
Yeah.
That's why we love the awards. Here's your, so for the fantasy update, the OG Rees, number one. Right now, up a half a point. I was at number five for a while, then I bounced to last. I'm in ninth. Jose Galvez, your defending champion, starts week one in seventh. And our super producer, Johnny Bench, is in fourth place.
What? Wow. Hey. Ahead of all you guys.
Yes, he is.
Unbelievable.
So
Johnny's on it. Pick him to win.
There you go. Well, that might be damn praise there.
I bet. Well, that's true. Look what I did with the Kings.
Last time I logged in, though, I was in last place.
How'd that happen?
I lost 18 points last night.
What?
I know.
That's what happened.
I don't know. I forgot to play a Poso. Well, these matinee games on not Martin Luther King Day, Columbus Day, just they crush me.
Yeah.
I started watching. I'm like, this is so great. There's two games, and I'm like, oh! I didn't even fix my fantasy team yet.
Yeah, you got to fix them.
All right, so we'll be back.
Yeah, tweets. Are we coming back
with
tweets?
Viewer tweets after this important message from your guys at FanDuel.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe Bartnick of Puck Off talking about FanDuel. And, I didn't win last week either. But the beauty is I get to play again this week with a whole new team. That's the beauty of FanDuel. You can always pick Aaron Rodgers or Brady or Big Ben. You're not stuck with the same guys all year. You know, FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football with winners and more payouts than any other site. Yeah, that other site. The money is real. They are paying out over $75 million a week. building a team is easy. You just pick your favorites, stay under the salary cap, and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. You can start playing for as little as a dollar. If you know anything about fantasy football, if you know anything about football, if you know anything about anything, you can play FanDuel. I mean, it's super easy. I mean, I can barely send an email, and FanDuel is like the easiest site to use. All you have to do is you go on FanDuel.com and you click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and you use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and sign up now. And there's a special offer for new users. For every dollar that you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. So if you put in $200, FanDuel is going to give you $200. And that's real easy. It's real simple. You just have to use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K. So I'm telling you, pick Big Ben, pick Antonio Brown, and use the FanDuel.com microphone in the corner and click and use PUCK, P-U-C-K. That's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. All righty. Well, I hope everyone signed up for FanDuel. We use the promo code PUCK. Yes. Now we get to Johnny Bench's favorite part of the show. Make sure his mic's on.
Yeah, because he likes to jump in here.
Yeah,
he's
on tweets.
First tweet goes to Vinny Rogers. Sometimes I'm feeling down. I YouTube hockey hits/fights to make myself feel better. Works every time.
All right, Vinny.
That's what I do.
Yeah. That's a good way to pick yourself up.
I always just go to like vintage Mike Lang calls. The Hall of Fame announcer. And I almost always remember where I was at when it's like, you know, like, oh, like behind the net, Ronnie Stevens, Francis, hey, shoots and scores. And then it's like, you know, and that's when we beat the Rangers in 92 after they hurt Lemieux. And he goes, Elvis and the New York Rangers have just left the building. That gives me chills. And the other one was when we played Detroit. We beat Detroit in game 6.
I remember that all too well.
And we went to go play back in your barn for game 7. And Mike Lang goes, I almost choke up when I say it. He goes, we'll meet you in the schoolyard, baby, for all the marbles.
Yep.
Because I never thought we'd win game 6 against you guys.
That was wow.
That's fun. Fun time. Well, good to see you might be back there this year.
Yeah. Could be, man. Could be. And Mike Vinny, Lang's going to have to. I agree with Vinny. That's a good way to.
Lang's going to have to get some use frequent flyers if he wants to go to the Stanley Cup this year.
Probably.
I believe.
All right, next one. Logan B. Wants to know who wins the West if it's not the Blackhawks, Kings, or the Ducks.
Well, if it's not one of those three, I'm going Winnipeg Jets.
I would say Jets, too, the way they're playing now.
We're Stars.
Yeah, but I go Jets.
I love the way the Jets are playing, man. They have 6 kick-ass defensemen.
Man,
beat 6 kick-ass. They're all big boys.
They're all big.
Dallas
is loaded too.
I think Dallas can maybe get a defenseman at the deadline, and then just go huge. I mean not huge score. Just put on a score fest. Dallas is looking good.
All right, Chris Breedlove wants to know: season is still very young, but what are your biggest surprises so far?
Well, for me, it would be the rookie play. How good some of these rookies are playing. You know, right out of the box. You know, there's a bunch of them who are doing really well early, and that's kind of surprising to me, and I'm glad to see it.
I got to say that, like, I'm to jump off your point, Eichel looks amazing, and Dylan Larkin looks amazing.
Yeah.
And but Eichel's coming out like Lemieux and Crosby, and just where you like, oh, he's a man among boys. Like he looks like he's been playing there 10 years. Like he's like an all-star right now. Like that's shocking to me. Well, the most shocking, honestly, to me, I think Arizona's like kind of Arizona's a little bit of a shock. Vancouver's a shock to me. I never thought Miller would be 4-0.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Or whatever he is, but I mean, you know, I thought they were dead. I thought they were a dead franchise.
I think a lot of people did, and they're off to a great start.
And the Penguins absolutely sucking is shocking to me.
But I think for me, it's the rookie play. Some of these rookies are really on fire.
Yeah.
Umed Jim asks, do you think the Kings would have made the Lucic deal if they knew Jones would end up in San Jose?
You know, that's an interesting question. Yeah, they would have made that deal. But who I think it impacts more, is Boston.
Yeah, with Boston. Boston. That's a great way to spin that. I love that. Yeah. I mean, once you give somebody up, you give them up. So they weren't as worried about it. I mean, did they want to see Jones come back to San Jose? I would vote not. But, you know, they made their bed. I think they're still happy with – Luch is going to come around because he looked pretty good the other night.
Well, when I said he was skating slow at first, I don't expect him to keep skating slow. He's going to pick it up.
Well, you know what, though?
But always, a lot of times with a new team. Remember last year when Iggy got over to the Avalanche?
Yeah.
And we were saying he looked a step slow, but look how great he's doing now.
Yeah, that's another great – you are just throwing great points.
Well, sometimes I think when you get with a new team, you're a little tentative, or whatever. And I think as the season goes on, you're going to see Luch stepping it up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the other thing, too, is that, you know, Kopitar and Gabrick haven't done anything either. So, yeah, and they're all working together, what I'm saying. So maybe one of those guys helps, and then they all get off the snide together if Luch is going to stay on that line. But do I think today,
you don't want to lose a guy like Jones, that's for sure.
Yeah,
if you don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Niemi was. I think it's more shocking that Jones is whatever. I think Jones is a good goaltender. Did anyone think he'd go 4-0? You know, Niemi was pretty good. I mean, I didn't think the Sharks are just playing amazing hockey. But it's a very good question. But I think once you get rid of a guy, if he comes back to haunt you, I mean, you just have to be happy with your original trade.
And I think that was a good trade.
I think it was a good trade.
Yeah.
All right. Richard Hubble is asking, no suspension for Dustin Brown headbutt on Logan Couture. Agree or disagree?
I agree. It wasn't cheap. It was tough. It was a tough play. I think it was a cheap play.
Dusty doesn't seem to me to be a dirty player.
No.
He's a hard player, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was a borderline play, but, I think generally speaking, that's not his MO.
Yeah. This leads to the point. We didn't talk about this last night. A goal got waved off because, someone absolutely just rushed somebody, one of the goaltender's sweaters, and they called the playback, the goal back. And it's just like, if the goaltender had a hot full cup of tea, he wouldn't have spilled any. That's how lightly he got hit.
Yeah.
And they called the goal back. And I'm just like, it's a contact league. Was it a little helmet? I mean, he used his helmet, but he didn't. It was kind of like they really ran into each other. It wasn't like he went out of his way and threw his head up at him. Like,
yeah, that's what I meant when I Jones. Say, yeah, he doesn't seem to be a cheap shot guy.
No, I don't think it was. I don't think he should have been suspended. You want to find him that $2,500 just to make everyone who wants to clean up the game or happy, that fine, but suspend them. No. I mean, just look at the guys. They give people 3-game suspensions when I'd give them 30. So, I mean,
I don't think that's worth it. I'm with you on that.
All right. And lastly, Tom Thompson is talking a little trash about you, Joe.
Yeah. Tom likes to, Tom's a jealous man because I don't know if he's old enough to have ever seen the Flyers win the cup.
Oh, is he a, so is
no,
he,
but no, but he's a good fan. No, he's kicking the Penguins when they're down, and he should. He should kick
them. Well, you're kicking them down now too.
Well, I'm not kicking them. I'm telling the truth.
But even you are upset with how they're playing.
And where I bond with Flyer fans and our great friend Steve Simone,
Stevie's a huge Flyer,
who always plugs the show.
He's a huge
Flyer fan, but he loves the fact that I admit that Crosby whines and bitches and moans a lot too. You know what I mean? Like that's Flyer fans' biggest thing. I think Giroux does it a lot too. That's why I don't like either of them. I mean, but Sid's my problem. But Sid has to play the game. It has to play the game.
Well, he hasn't been playing that great.
Yeah, not at all. But that's why I mean the Flyer. I don't crap on Flyer fans for no reason.
We gotta get it.
I always have a legitimate and the Broad Street Bully as next time I'm in Philly, because I love the Philly helium in Philly. The next time I'm in Philly, I guarantee I will be on the Broad Street Bullies podcast.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because
you got to do it.
Because the Broad Street Bully, I think he went after me, not after me, but he personally on Twitter, not on the Puckoff page or whatever. Because they took umbrage with me saying, "Oh, this is how it all started." Was they said, "Joe, you and Frazier know deep down in your hearts that Lucic should have been a Flyer.
He's like a Flyer." Yeah, he
but
plays
like a flyer from 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's the old school Flyers.
Yeah, they had. So I said they haven't had a guy like Luch in a generation.
Yeah, you're probably right on that.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, since Lindros, since a guy that would score and then beat your ass.
Yeah,
they haven't had a guy like. I mean, now everyone knows I love Scotty Hartnell. But he's more of a roughing guy, a guy that hits you a little dirty, rub your face in, fight you all above the board. I love Hartnell. But he wasn't the guy that, like, I don't want to go into the corner with that guy. Or this guy's going to beat my head in, like Lindros.
Oh, man.
Like Rick Tockett.
See, back then, I love those Flyers.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, there hasn't been a Broad Street. And I love Wayne Simmons. But Wayne Simmons, he's like 195. He's a good fighter, but he's not like, I want to go. He's not like you're going to get A-trained.
But he's right. Luch is that kind of guy.
He is that kind of guy, but they haven't had that guy in 25 years.
Yeah. You know, have we had Eleanor on the show, by the way, Eleanor Kerrigan?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's got some great
We're gonna
old school Flyer.
We're going to have her.
Stories.
Yeah, we had her and Simone together.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It's like 3 years. We had her on years ago.
I love her. That's what I mean. I love her stories about the hammer.
Yeah, we'll have her back. We love Eleanor. But yeah, but that's how it all started. When they said, "Oh, Luch should have been a Flyer," and I'm like, "Well, you guys haven't had a guy like Luch in 25 years."
It's kind of true. Yeah, true.
It's been 25 years. It's been a generation. But that's shout out to there.
Yeah, man, those are good tweets.
But we love all of our fans.
The Puckoff fans are the best.
You guys are the best. So I'm gonna come out and see you guys. Starting Sunday night, I will be everywhere in Ohio. If you live in a place that has a Starbucks between Pittsburgh and Minneapolis, Minnesota, I will see you with the man with the belt, Bill Burr, the next 2 weeks. We're playing every city: Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton, Minneapolis, Detroit, Chicago, Grand Rapids. And like five other cities,
awesome.
Indianapolis. So come see us.
Awesome. Do you know where you're playing in Detroit?
I think the Fox Theater.
Beautiful.
It'd be fun. So,
man, great.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So come up, see me after the show. We'll talk some hockey. Might have some swag for you. I don't know. I won't have shirts.
By the way, those shirts are going to be awesome.
We're gonna run a deal at the beginning too. I think that might start next week. As a little teaser,
they got the coolest logo ever.
Yeah, it's
nice,
it's
job
good.
On
it's
that.
Good. It's good stuff. Great show as always, Johnny.
And I will be on the KLOS guys, 95.5 KLOS. Please check it out every Sunday night, 10 till 2, on the mothership, 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, I think a great show. I hope it was a lot of fun. There's a million things we didn't even get to. I did so much prep this week, even my computer down. But sorry if the goons were a little scattered, but we'll have it up to speed next week.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good. We got the technology now where I'm going to sound great, even though I'm on the road. So it's going
to
be.
You won't be able to tell, folks.
You won't be able to tell.
Except that you can see them in your hometown. Joe Bartnik, enjoyed it.
Yeah, good
Puck
time.
Off. Johnny, fans. Thank you.
Fans, we got the best fans. And thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to go see an event, use the Puck code. It's all up to speed.
All right. For Puck Off, we are out.